I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at the left hand, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." Gospel of the Lord. You can understand that the last moment, still the disciples do not understand what's the purpose of life Jesus. They thought he will become the ruler of the world. Messiah for them is a political figure. But on the other hand, Jesus' work is not that. He saved our lives through his death. So many times we say we follow Jesus, but remember, Jesus loves us, but he still invites us to be his companion, to save the world through our offering of our life. Not always easy. We have to ask this special grace. Don't look back in the past. It's important to look forward. Jesus is with us. Every day is a new day. We just tell Jesus, "We want to follow you." That's all. How? Everybody is different. Every day is different. But it's important just to be close to Jesus. Every day in the morning, tell Jesus, "I love you. I want to follow you. Help me to love all the people next to me as you would have loved them." Jesus, we are weak, but give us your strength. Jesus, give us this trust in your love. What is impossible for us is possible for you. So Jesus, we offer our life every day to your hand. Jesus, we trust in you.